you like good music? Oh yeah. This is Culture Shake Radio. Putting reality back in the mix. Culture Shake Radio.
Hi and welcome to Culture Shake. This is Cara McDonald, your host. And today we opened the show with a song called Guardian, and that's from Juno Award winner and Canadian Music Hall of Fame inductee Alanis Morissette. So congratulations to her. She's just had years of just a great talented lady, that's all I got to say. And of course, Sunday night, the Juno Awards were hosted in Hamilton, Ontario. And one of the highlights for me was the Canadian DJ Deadmau5. I want to be that guy. He is wickedly cool, mixing his music and everything up there. And Yeah, well, I have mixed reviews on the host for the event, the whole event. So Headless Jacob Hogard was the host of this year's show and not as cool as the mouse, but I'm going to have to give him only 5 out of 10, and that's for being there. But I have to say, I didn't find him very funny at all. In my opinion, the host should be funny, have lots of character, and know a thing or two about music. So, who do you think should host the Junos in Calgary next year? No, not Nenshi. I mean, he was there at the Hamilton one, but he's a cool guy, but maybe not to host the show, but he could still have an appearance. But I think they need to turn it up a notch. Maybe the Juno organisers need a different skit writer also, because either I've lost my sense of humour or the skits really weren't that funny. For next year, I have seen a few names thrown around there, Jim Carrey being one of them. And, well, maybe he can do his Sia Chandelier impersonation. Or maybe Sia can come out and host and be Deadmau5 Minnie Mouse. Okay, maybe that's not too funny, but I think it is. They should have a competition, I think, or auditions for a co-host. And now I think that would shake it up a bit, don't you? Alberta has lots of talent, so why not give the fans an opportunity to be more involved? Come on, Calgary Juno organisers. If you need my help, just drop me a line at info@cultureshake.com. Okay, all right. However, all that said and done, I'd say Canadian music is in good hands. We have great talent out there. So some of the Juno winners were for this year Montreal's Leonard Cohen, who took home Album of the Year for his album Popular Problems. Sync of the Year went to Magic for their song Rude, and they also took home Breakthrough Group of the Year. Juno Fan Choice went to Michael Bublé, surprise, surprise. Alanis Morissette, as I said, was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. Rush received the Humanitarian Award. Arkells took home Group and Rock Album of the Year awards. And let's give Fred Penner a shout out for taking home the Children's Album of the Year Award for Where in the World. Fred Penner was here at the Bert Church Theatre in Airdrie last month. And then Calgary native Kaiza took home Breakthrough Artist of the Year, Video of the Year for her single Hideaway, which I totally love. And we're going to play here just shortly. And Dance Recording of the Year for Sound of a Woman. But bet she is smiling from ear to ear. Now, Kaiza, like all artists, have to start somewhere. So it's fitting to go into an interview I had with Jen Harbour, who's one of the coordinators of the Airdrie Rotary Festival of Performing Arts. I had a good chat with Jen, and also had the pleasure in watching some of the young ones play piano. And listen, at the end of the interview, I play piano music in the back of the interview there. And that is actually one of my dear friend's great-grandchildren playing that piano. And she's only 7 years old. So I think she is amazing. And all the young ones that were there that day were just amazing. So this is where it all begins, folks. Stars in the making. So take a listen to my interview with Jen, and after that, the song Hideaway from singer Kaiza. Be right back. What can you tell me about the Airdrie Rotary Festival of Performing Arts?
The Performing Arts Festival, our major sponsor is the Rotary Club of Airdrie, so that's where our name comes from. And this festival was started 4 years ago, and the purpose of this festival is to provide an opportunity for our students who are registering to have a bit of a workshop with the adjudicators that we have come in. So these children will prepare pieces. They'll work a few months at a time trying to learn these pieces. Most of them memorize their piece that they're performing. And then they'll present that piece, they'll play it, or they'll sing it, or they'll play it, whatever instrument it is that they're using. And then after that, the adjudicator then has that opportunity to sit and adjudicate, and to also provide them with some feedback as to some techniques they can practice to improve on the piece. So it is, the idea of it is to be a learning Spring Festival.
Okay.
Not necessarily. A lot of festivals around are very first, second, third place. So you're playing for a position, right? A first, second, third place standing. Our festival is not. We provide...
So it's non-competitive.
Right. It's non-competitive. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They do receive a certificate that's, you know, high... first class honors participation, depending on, you know, how well the student performed based on some of the guidelines that the adjudicator's looking for.
So where does the adjudicators come from then?
So the adjudicators, that's one of my roles as the festival coordinator, is to source out the adjudicators. So the Alberta Music Festival Association, there is this association out there that kind of helps oversee all of the festivals. So we are an accredited festival through that association, which means that we can then take our students and recommend them to provincial competition where they are more competitively performing. And so within that association, they have all kinds of tools in us for us, and they have a guide. And this guidebook basically has every single discipline you can think of and all the adjudicators that are eligible to adjudicate across Alberta. And there are some within Canada that you can bring in. A lot of the provincial festivals, like the bigger festivals, will bring adjudicators in from outside of the province. And so I go through the book and I look at those that have a high recommendation, meaning that they've done really well in other cities. And then I give them a call and I offer the opportunity to them and sit back and wait. Yeah,
this is pretty cool. This is the first time I've actually ever been to something like this. I was just watching the young ones there in the piano. So how old are they, the age range?
The age range, I believe I've seen some 7-year-olds for sure. So 7 and up. And then we do have some over 18 registrants in. We have an over 18 in our strings. We have an 18-year-old in our senior piano, and then we also have, there's a few that are 18, 19 years of age, but they start as young as about 7 in our junior piano. And sometimes their age necessarily, especially in like a piano session, it might not be necessarily their age, it's the grade that they're at.
In the level of piano, yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
But typically, they all do fall within that age range. So you probably start seeing the 14 and up in a senior.
Okay. So are they from Airdrie, or is it further afield than Airdrie?
It's within the Rocky View area. Okay. So we do have some coming in from Chestermere, or you know, some of the rural areas outside of Airdrie that are within that Rocky View county. So, but majority of our performers are from Airdrie.
Okay, so how many have entered into?
I know that we have over 1,400 classes. So each performance is called a class. So I would say that we probably definitely have over 1,400.
And can any General Joe blog come in and watch? Or is it just...
Anybody, during all the sessions, so our sessions run 9 till noon, 1 till 4, and 6 until 9 p.m., and anybody can go online and pull off that schedule to see which discipline. So if it's piano, voice, musical theater, strings, speech, or a band or choir sessions, they can go online, pull off the schedule, and anybody can come in and sit and watch the performances for free. We don't charge, so they can come in and enjoy those performances and listen to the adjudication. That's not a problem. Anybody can do that for free.
Okay, that's cool. What about your sponsors? Are you still looking for sponsorships?
Oh, we're always looking for sponsors. Anyone who would be interested in supporting local music festivals such as this one. Anybody who has that passion who's looking to sponsor something. Mm-hmm. Because obviously there's costs involved with the operating of the festival, but also there's costs involved with the scholarships.
Yes,
and those children that are recommended to provincials, we pay their registration fee. For that festival.
Okay.
So they get a scholarship, plus we pay their registration fee. So there's always those, we're always looking for people who are interested in, you know, say you want to donate $100, we can then put that $100 towards a specific discipline that scholarship will be paid out for.
Do you know how many scholarships you've panned out?
We're definitely handing out, I would say, 75 to 100.
Oh, that's awesome.
100 or so. It's, yeah, I don't know the exact number off the top of my head.
What about your volunteers? We've got lots of different volunteers.
Yes, this year
we people still sign up?
We actually do have a few positions open at this point for some volunteers. We've got a couple usher positions, and I think that's it right now. Just looking for some ushers, and of course, any event can't happen without volunteers.
Well,
so we definitely
true.
Need people to help us out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the festival showcase, March the 21st.
Yes.
What can people expect
They
from
can
that?
Expect, first off, the doors open at 6. Mm-hmm. And when they come in, they'll get a chance to browse our silent auction.
Oh, it's got a silent auction.
So it's also, it's a benefit concert as well as a showcase.
And it's at Burt Church Theatre,
It's
right?
at Burt Church
okay.
Theatre. So doors open at 6 o'clock. We'll have some great silent auction items for people to bid on. And then at 7 o'clock, the actual concert starts. And they will get a taste of exactly what the festival is all about, because we'll have all the different disciplines represented up on stage. So each of the adjudicators, we ask them to give us one or two recommendations from the performances during and throughout all the festival,
okay.
who they think would represent the show, the festival well in the showcase. So they might not have received a scholarship in, you know, the best performer, but they may have been very entertaining and done a very good job, something that we would want to showcase and put on stage. So anybody can purchase a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $10, all ages. And it's just a great evening of great music, and it's phenomenal. Last year's benefit concert was fantastic, great talent. And people can stop by Burt Church Theatre or Grace Baptist Church during our sessions, which I said are 9 till noon, 1 to 4, or 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
And they can purchase a ticket from our volunteer who's working our desk for $10.
Okay. So yeah. Why should the people come out and see it?
You know, it's just a great way of supporting the local arts and culture of the city. I think it's very important for the citizens of Airdrie to support the local talent that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a concert that you don't have to drive all the way into Calgary to see. It's
really,
right around
Airdrie
the corner.
We have a lot of talent.
We have
it?
A ton
in
of talent.
All shapes of forms.
Shapes
yeah.
and forms, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's just a great way to come out and support your local community and the local culture that we have.
Taking me higher than I've ever been before. I'm holding it back, just wanna shout out, give me more. You're just a hideaway, you're just a feeling. You let my heart escape beyond the meaning. Don't even I can find a way to stop the storm. Oh baby, it's out of my control, what's going on? But you're just a chance I take to keep on dreaming. You're just another day that keeps me breathing. Baby, I love the way that there's nothing short. Baby, don't stop me. Hide away with me some more.
Mush it.
Hiding too. second more. But you're just a hideaway, you're just a feeling. You let my heart escape beyond the meaning. Not even I can find a way to stop the storm. Oh baby, it's out of my control, what's going on? You're just a chance I take to keep on dreaming. You're just another day that keeps me breathing.
Catch Band on Strings tomorrow at Grace Baptist Church and Bert Church Theatre in Airdrie. And you can check the schedule online for times at airdrierotaryfestival.org. And also, Saturday, March the 21st at 7 o'clock, the Airdrie Rotary Festival of Performing Arts Showcase is at Bert Church Theatre in Airdrie. And what's happening, or I should say, what else is happening this weekend in entertainment in Airdrie? Well, Friday night, and I'm sure this is a sellout already, but I'm not 100% sure. But yes, Friday night, Bert Church Theatre hosts Canadian comedian Mary Walsh with special guest Sharon Matthews. And Saturday, Good Earth Cafe hosts an acoustic show with Celine and Vincent, and that's from 7 till 9 pm. And then the following Saturday, March the 28th, an afternoon with the popular Prairie Mountain Fiddlers at Bert Church Theatre in Airdrie. And you can get tickets and purchase them through the box office or online at thebertchurchtheatre.com or ticketpro.ca. Okay, so a couple of more things. Two of our local TELUS Story Hive winners showed off their talents at their premieres here in Airdrie Monday night and are now looking for your vote to help them get that $50,000. Wow, that's a whack of money. So check them out and go vote for our very own Culture Shake lad, Mitchell George, for his submission, which is Father Robin Hood, and then Janie Fontaine's The Shift. So these are both talented folks here in Airdrie, and the voting is open online now, and you can vote up until March the 26th. So get on that. And be nice to see one of these guys winning for Airdrie for sure. And they would win for the whole of Alberta. And I believe there's another prize also for BC. So that's pretty cool. All right, that's it from me. If you have any questions or want to be part of the show, email me at info@cultureshake.com. Okay, so let's play out with another song from a Juno winner. And this one is Earned It from Weekend. And I don't even think it's Weekend. I think it's Weekend. Weekend. It could be Weekend. Weekend. But whatever. This is Karen McDonald. Thank you for listening. And until next time, take care.
You make it look like it's magic. I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being used. So I love when you're all unexpected. Cause I hate when the moment's expected. So I'm a care for you. Yeah, 'cause girl, you're perfect. You're always worth it.
know our love would be tragic. So you don't pay it, don't pay it. No mind, mind, mind. We live in our lives.